This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is the CEO of medical marijuana. His name is Stuart Titus. He's, I think, one of the best CEOs out there running companies. They've got real revenues. They've got a great product. And Stuart, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be on, Everett. Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, you guys got an expo coming to town in San Diego. Can you tell us a little bit about that expo and what you guys plan on doing there?
Certainly. Well, this is the Southern California Cannabis Expo, and this is August 6th and 7th, next weekend, at the San Diego Convention Center downtown, and we're certainly excited to have an expo here in San Diego, which is basically our home turf, if you will. And HempMeds is going to have a nice presence there. We're going to be showing all our various products. And as well, we have a hiring campaign going on. We're looking for both inside and outside sales representatives, as well as a copywriter. So anyone interested in meeting with us personally can come to the expo. Otherwise, they can access some information on www.medicalmarijuanainc.com/careers. And if they want to send us an email, info@hempmeds.com, they can send us an email and possibly send in their resume if they're so interested.
Very good. You know, I noticed that you guys had a press release about a month ago talking about exporting to Mexico. You guys got 22 approved import permits. What's going on with that now?
Well, it's certainly been very exciting for us, the development of these Latin American markets. And going back to last fall of 2015, we were in contact with attorneys who are representing a group of families. That's about four families in Mexico who had children with this type of epilepsy that's resistant to traditional medical treatment, what's called refractory epilepsy. And so these families decided to petition the government to see if they could allow a CBD product in, just because they were hearing from various stories around the world that CBD had been potentially helpful for some children and some families with children with the epilepsy. And anyway, the attorneys came back to us and said, we believe we can get this through if you could develop a CBD product that's fully free from any trace amount of THC.
Absolutely.
Our current RSHO product does have a trace amount of THC. It's well less than the federal standard of 0.3%. So nonetheless, there is a trace amount still detectable in there. And we went to work in our laboratory, spent a couple of months working on this. But we did come up with a THC-free version, which we call now RSHOX, that as of February 1st, this last year, 2016, the Mexican Regulatory Authority, COFEPRIS, allowed our product to come into the country for these families who so petitioned. So it's been very exciting for us, of course, to have an approved product in Mexico that's available by doctor's prescription. And of course, the importation process is a little bit lengthy. There's all kind of paperwork and things to fill out. But nonetheless, recently, COFEPRIS did allow a group of 22 families to import our product. And certainly we're very excited about having our product into Mexico so that families can potentially experience some of the health and wellness benefits. And of course, it's available by doctor's prescription. So those in Mexico can potentially go and talk with their doctors and potentially get prescriptions for our product.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, last year you guys did, was a little bit north of $7 million in revenue?
We did.
And what do you think going forward, what kind of trajectories do we see in 2017 and 2018? What's headed for the future?
Well, of course, you know, as world markets develop, we feel there's going to be increasing the demand, and there are many other groups now supplying CBD nutraceutical products to the world. So there's obviously competition, and what that fosters obviously with improved supply and other things on the marketplace, just the law of supply and demand, prices overall have been coming down, which most of the countries of the world and people there, this is an out-of-pocket expense. So as the prices come down, all of a sudden it becomes more affordable for more people, which is our long-term goal, certainly to make this very affordable. But, you know, we've been very excited that we really think that this is a tremendous growth industry. We're basically just scratching the ground surface, and certainly we haven't made any formal projections, but we believe that as the world continues to use our product, as more and more research being done around the globe comes in, we believe there are tremendous health and wellness applications that people potentially may be winding up taking this on a daily basis, just like they take vitamin C.
My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Hey, can you give my listeners a little bit of update of the two companies you guys purchased, one being Canada Life? You guys own around 16%, and then your other company, XEM Biotech, north of 40%. What's going on with those two companies?
Right. So those are our two pharmaceutical development companies, and both have interesting and exciting stories. Canna Life Sciences, first, holds two license agreements with our National Institutes of Health through their Office of Technology Transfer. And this is to utilize the U.S. government's patent on the therapeutic use of cannabinoids. Very technically, this is patent number 6630507, sometimes referred to as the 507 patent. And this patent describes cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. So first, the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant capabilities seem to have tremendous potential promise for metabolic syndrome patients, those heart, cardiovascular, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis patients. And then the neuroprotective benefits can potentially benefit those Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other types of patients. So Canna Life, going further with the story, the two license agreements, the first is develop a cannabinoid-based medication to treat a medical condition, which is kind of an orphan condition known as hepatic encephalopathy. And this is a liver-brain disorder that is brought about by long-term opiate use or excess alcohol abuse. And certainly we're at work. We've developed a new molecule, KLS-13019, which has shown tremendous neuroprotective capabilities. We're very excited about that. The second license agreement that Canna Life has with the NIH is to develop a cannabinoid-based medication for the treatment of what's called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is traumatic brain injury that affects the ex-NFL football players and other sporting athletes. We just saw, I believe it was a biker who recently had unfortunately committed suicide and had his brain examined at the VA up at Boston University and found that he did experience CTE from the many bicycle accidents and falls that he'd taken in his career. So this is something that extends to those individuals well beyond just professional football. I've got hockey players, boxers, and others who may fall into this category, but nonetheless, we're very hopeful of developing a medication that may work well for these individuals so they can continue to experience good quality of life in their later years. So that's kind of a summary on Canna Life Sciences. Our other portfolio company, Axsome Biotechnologies, does trade publicly. It's under the ticker symbol AXIM. And Axsome is a very interesting story. They have a medicated chewing gum called MedChew that will be undergoing clinical trials coming up later this year and then throughout 2017 in Europe. This medicated chewing gum will be a combination of both THC and CBD and will be used to treat multiple sclerosis patients, their pain and muscular spasticity. And again, we hope to have European approved product on the marketplace, possibly by the end of 2017 or the first part of 2018. We're very excited about a chewing gum, a delivery method for cannabinoids. And Axsome also is working on a topical application, which will be a combination cream of both CBD as well as CBG, which is a new up-and-coming cannabinoid. CBG, otherwise known as cannabigerol, I think has some very interesting therapeutic promise. And this topical application will be for skin conditions such as dermatitis or atopic dermatitis and psoriasis. So very interesting stories developing on both pharma companies. We think we can potentially have good approved products on the European marketplace by the end of 2017, first part of 2018. I think it's a great story. I really like the aspect that Medical Marijuana Inc. owns nearly a 50% ownership stake in Axsome, and certainly we're going to be helping to fund some of the research that's coming on in the next couple of months and years here.
My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana. They're doing great things in the cannabinoid market space. He is our guest today. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol MJNA. So let me ask you this, Stuart. Rumor is you're going on the Money Show up in San Francisco August 23rd and 25th. You're going to be speaking about the cannabis investing. Can you give us a little taste of that?
Well, certainly, you know, cannabis investing at this point, it's certainly one of the potential great growth industries in the world. I really believe the future is very bright. Certainly, you know, some companies here are going to be the next Apple computer, if you will. But nonetheless, this space is, you know, fraught with a little bit of danger, a lot of speculative type investments at this point in time. And so I just was, you know, looking very much forward to getting an overall view, just my years on Wall Street, et cetera, how many people employ what we call a barbell strategy, where they have a lot of money set aside in very, you know, conservative, or what we used to consider conservative investments, even the U.S. government, which their bonds used to be the highest quality, have now been downgraded to AA+ by Standard & Poor's. So, you know, what we used to consider as a very conservative investment may not be quite as conservative as what once was, but nonetheless, on one hand, we want to encourage people to have, you know, a good amount of money set aside in some of these more secure investments, if you will. But on the other hand, we want to say those with, you know, reasonable means in this world, certainly if they're interested in a little bit of their portfolio for speculation, maybe 1-5%, et cetera, might want to look into this industry, just because there's so many great companies that may have tremendous potential for the future.
I agree.
And the industry, of course, you have your cannabis growers, but you have all these ancillary services, things such as soil nutrients, grow lights, you know, solar powered systems, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, then, of course, you have extract companies doing not only THC extract, but now you have hemp companies, and certainly hemp food companies are quite popular here in the U.S. Going back to last year, Manitoba Harvest was acquired by a group called Compass Diversified. It's a big food producing group based in Connecticut. But Manitoba Harvest was a huge supplier of hemp seed, hemp oil, hemp protein powder from Canada to the U.S. markets. And they were bought out for, I believe it was about 3.5 times annual sales, about $130 million transaction. And then later in the year, they the combined industries also purchased Hemp Oil Canada, which was a raw ingredient supplier to the markets, and that was about a $40 million transaction. So we certainly think there's a tremendous growth opportunities both in the marijuana cannabis sector as well as in the hemp sector.
My guest today has been Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol MJNA, currently trading around 4 cents a share. In closing, Stuart, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Well, certainly we're very excited about the future of the industry. We really think that these plant-based cannabinoids can really supplement the largest self-regulatory system in the human body, the endogenous cannabinoid system. We do have a nice event in Phoenix coming up August 27th, one of our sales divisions, Canaway, which is a large network marketing group, has an event with a new product launch called Revive Pro X. This will be a Revive Pro product that basically it's going to be XTHC. So this will actually be one that the Olympic professional sport athletes could use without fear of failing a drug test, or possibly our military people could, because it doesn't contain the THC. So we're certainly excited about that and the future for Canaway 2.0 as it goes forward.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Everett, thank you so very much for the time today. Always a great pleasure being on Uptick Newswire.